think that gets us up to date, acknowledging answers coming in this morning. It's now our pleasure to head over to say hello to Bill Humphrey, who is from the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum. Their holiday train show is underway. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you this morning?
Great. It's good to have you with us. Where are you this morning geographically?
Well, I'm at home and nice, snuggy, warm with the ice coming down, and I'm glad I don't have to be at the studio and we have a phone interview.
Yeah, what part of what area are you in?
I live in Penn Hills.
Okay, so I'm curious, do you see much coming down now?
Oh, it's some ice and so on and nothing bad. I think it's going to be fine for our opening of our show today at 11 o'clock.
Great. Yeah, it wasn't too hard for us to get in. We just had to allow some extra time, and it's going to get better as the morning goes by. So the show opens today, the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum. Where is the museum located?
We're located at, and let me give you the official address, 5507 Lakeside Drive in Gibsonia. That's Richland Township. Basically, we're north on Route 8, and then you hang a left on Route 910 to go west, and you'll eventually come to our railroad museum.
And this is a wonderful place. As you drive near it, you might miss it because you think it's a private home, or it's a beautiful building devoted to model railroads. And what is the display like this year?
Well, what we have is that our display, of course, it's 29 years. We're frozen in time, July 31st, 1953. And you can see downtown Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland, as it was during the time of the heyday of the railroads in and around Pittsburgh.
That has got to be really just great to look at. Are there sections of that you particularly like yourself to look at?
Well, some of it is very unique, and some of it is, you know, kind of like, well, that's what the countryside was in 1953. We get people who go, oh, this is my home. This is where I work. This is where I was. Little things like this year, we have the PCC trolley cars that ran in 1953 across the Smithfield Street Bridge. And they're very prototypical because when they come to a stop, the brake lights on the trolleys came on. This is what happened in the 1953. You had to have the brake lights because they ran on roads. So
yeah,
tell people they were stopping.
Yeah, a lot of people back in those days, cars and trolley cars were right on the same road. Along with that electrical connector up at the top, the trolley. Yeah. Would move. Are there any industrial settings that you see with factories or steel mills?
Yes. In fact, if you leave Pittsburgh and continue up the Mon River, which is the IOA, you'll come to the J&L steel mill that was on the parkway there. And, of course, 1953, the parkway is just being built in our area. And if you can look up the valley from where the steel mill is, if you were, like, on a riverboat, and here's, on the backdrop, here's the Cathedral of Learning, of course, as you're looking up Panther Hollow.
This has to be beautiful. Now, 1953, the Squirrel Hill tunnels, would be in place, I think,
they
right?
They were in the process of being finished up. This was a longer, takes them in the early 50s, this was a much longer project than what we see on roads today, where 18 months and you're pretty well done. This was a number of year, almost an 8, 9, 10 year project as sections were finished. The Squirrel Hill tunnels at the time when they were being built were the largest, most expensive road project in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was not an easy feat at all. This is Bill Humphrey from the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum, located in Gibsonia. Now, the holiday show opens today, and then it will be running every weekend through January 15th, 2017. Will it be open Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
No, we won't be open during the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or New Year's Eve. We will be open starting December 26th all the way through the 31st. And on Friday, I believe it's the 30th, why we have both a day and a night, such that Friday nights we call Steam at Twilight. We freeze the time instead of 1953. Just imagine it's 15 minutes before sunset on July 31st, and the lights have changed. Of course, during the daytime, during Saturdays and Sundays, why we actually go night, day, and night and simulate a day, such that I tell the people up there, if there's any, have any kids with them, I says, oh, it's time to go to bed in there. I says, wait 5 minutes, it'll be daylight again. And someone reported, wow, that's a fast night. I wish they all were like that.
And you again, the address is 5507 Lakeside Drive, 15044. And you can find out more at WPMRM, Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum, .org. Anything else you wanted to mention that I may have neglected to ask?
No, just that we've very much appreciated the interview this morning.
Our pleasure. And I hope folks will stop out between now and January 15th, and you can learn more about membership and show hours and how to get involved more deeply with the museum if you care to at WPMRM.org. Thanks so much for being with us, Bill.
Thank you, Larry.